Father, Lord, we love you, Lord. We thank you for your presence and your glory. Thank you for the fire. Ha! Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Now, Lord, you have given us commandment that the fire must not go out, but must always be burning. And Lord, today, oh, to crank up that fire again, we pray that you send that fire and that glory into our midst in the name of Jesus. Even as we prepare for this great event that's coming our way, September, to remember, our hearts are ready for you, Lord. To God be the glory. Now, we declare that the entrance of your word brings light and gives understanding to the simple. Fire of God be upon us, upon the speakers and the hearers and all of us together. To God be the glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, welcome everybody to day two of our consecration for the preparations that we're making for the September to Remember event. And today we're going to be praying, we'll talk about it a little bit. We're going to be praying about God, for God to send down his fire and his glory upon us and among us, you know. So we need that fire and that glory today, and we're also praying for it when we come into that event. That's what we're looking for. So, but let's first of all dive into the scriptures. As individuals, we must prepare our hearts always for whatever the Lord is doing or wants to do. You know, Ezra chapter 7 and verse 10 says, Ezra prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it. You know, you got to prepare your heart. You know, we must prepare our hearts every day, and especially in this season, and especially as we prepare for this event, September to Remember. This consecration has been dedicated mostly towards that event. But yesterday we had to pray for ourselves, get ourselves ready. And I believe we're ready. Praise God. We are ready. Even as Jesus said, you know, blessed are those that hunger and thirst. Ha! Hallelujah. For righteousness, they shall be filled. Well, are we hungering and thirsting after righteousness? Matthew chapter 5 and verse 6. Are you hungering and thirsting for God? Well, let's talk about it today. Break up your fallow ground, he said. It is time for us to seek the Lord. Ha! It's time for us to seek the Lord. Until he come and rain righteousness upon us. I mean, when was the last time that your heart was burning as if it was literally on fire? You know, literally on fire. Yeah, that's what we are going to be praying about today. Praying that the Lord will bring that fire back upon us. Praise God. The book of Hosea, chapter 10 and verse 12. Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy. Glory to God. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon us. That's it, right there. So let's look at scriptures that fire us up concerning this very topic, because that's going to be our prayer today. But first, remember, in the fasting day, we read that yesterday. Yeah, they read the word of the Lord for one quarter of the day, 3 hours. Then they prayed for another 3 hours. So first on the fasting day, we must read the word of the Lord. We must hear what the Lord is saying. Praise God. The psalmist, you know, his heart panteth after God. He said in Psalm 42 and verse 1. He said, as the hart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsted for God, for the living God. Wow, that's somebody that's going to get some fire. When shall I come and appear before? He couldn't wait. You know, get in the presence of the Lord. He couldn't wait. It was not, for him, it was not routine. For him, it was a desire, a thirst, a hunger. My soul thirsted for the living God. Hallelujah. My soul thirsted for the living God. You want more of God? Well, yeah. Yeah. And it says the deep, in verse 7, the deep calleth unto deep. And the noise of thy water sprouts, you know. So the deep, there's only one thing that can satisfy the deep longing in our souls, the fire of God and his presence and his glory. That's it. God designed that soul like that. And that soul is going to be famished. That soul is going to be, you know, I mean, just not quite right unless that fire and that glory is there. Praise God. You know, we need more of that. And we need to awake to God's righteousness and his glory and his fire. And many places where this man cried out to the living God for the fire and for the presence of God. He wanted that fire. He wanted that presence. You know, and he said here in Psalm 63, he said, oh God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee. In fact, he found a way. Not only in his soul to want God, he wanted God even in his flesh. I mean, it wasn't just, you know, a spiritual thing for him. Everything all over his body, he wanted God. He wanted God. God in my soul. God even upon my flesh. God upon my spirit. Well, that flesh must die to experience that fire. That fire of the altar, burn that flesh up every day. Glory to God. My soul thirsted for thee. My flesh longeth for thee. Not dry and thirsty land, even where there is no water. To see thy power and thy glory. Ah, thank you, Jesus. So as I've seen thee in the sanctuary. Well, if you've ever experienced the real power of God, you know, especially when the people of God get together in unity like that, and they know how to praise the Lord and make one sound, one glory, you know, the Lord like that. I mean, glorify the Lord with them, one sound in their mouth. The presence of the Lord sometimes, you know, come down like that. And we're going to be praying about that, you know, for this September to remember events. As I've seen you, Lord, before in the sanctuary, because thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live, and I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied. Glory to God. My soul thirsteth for thee, and my heart, even my flesh, thirsteth for thee. Glory to God. We need that fire. We need that Holy Ghost in us again. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. This man, he said, even when I'm upon my bed, I meditate on thee in the night watches, because you have been my help. Therefore, in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul falleth hard after the Lord. You can tell, you know, the kind of hunger, the kind of passion that was upon this man. He wrote about it in many of his psalms. Here's another one in Psalm 84, how he, you know, hungered after God, how he wanted more of God, how amiable are thy tabernacles, well, that's the presence of the Lord. O Lord of hosts, my soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. You know, for them back in the day, it was going to the house of the Lord. David said, I was glad. And they said, let us go into the house of the Lord. For us today, that house of the Lord is his presence. Because God does not dwell in buildings made with hands. We know that now. You cannot fit the Almighty into a building. Can't do it. There's only one building that he wants to dwell in. That's the one that he made himself. Ye are God's building, God's husbandry. And we are alive in him, Holy Ghost in us, living through us, expressing worship, true worship to the Lord. This is the temple that the Lord, you know, crafted and the Lord built by himself, not by anybody. You know, and that my heart, he said, my flesh cried out for the living God. You know, can we pray like this, perhaps today? Will your heart, or does your heart and your flesh cry out for the living God? You can't do it, you know. Got to put that flesh under. That's why we humble our soul with fasting. You know, sometimes you got to starve the flesh in order to feed the spirit and the soul. Because the spirit, the flesh, they are contrary one to another. That's why we fast. That's why we put the flesh in its place. Flesh is happy when you eat and do all these things, you know. So, it needs its own food too. The food for the soul and the spirit. The soul needs that fire, needs that presence of God. The spirit needs that word, that living word. Together, you know, you can get that word, you get that fire. Then we're truly alive. Otherwise, we're dead and we don't even know it. You know, my soul, my heart cried out to God. This man said, blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee. Well, I say, blessed are those that live in thy presence, that dwell in the presence of the Lord. They also will always be praising the Lord still. You know, he wanted God. He wanted the fire, the glory of God. He wanted more. And he said, my soul thirsted for the living God. When will I come and appear before the Lord? Psalm 119 and verse 81. My soul fainteth for thy salvation, Lord. This man couldn't get enough. But I hope in thy word, my eyes fail for thy word. I want more of that word. Glory to God. You know, Psalm 130. Is, you know, throughout the Psalms, he's always crying out for the living God. That's what we must be doing every day of our lives, but particularly in this time of consecration. And as we pray to the Lord for September, to remember Psalm 130 verse 5, I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waiteth, I should say, longeth for the Lord. More than they that watch for the morning. I say, more than they that watch for the morning. This is the fire. This guy. And people that's waiting for the day to break, you know, they are on the watch. They're waiting for the day to break. This man said, my soul is longing for the Lord, waiting for him, even more than that. Praise God. Power. Power in the in the hunger and thirst. Jesus promised it for those that are hungering and thirsting after God. They shall be filled, Jesus said. And let's see another aspect of how powerful the passion of this in this man's heart toward the things of God. Both the presence of God and the word of God. Psalm 119, verse 162. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. I mean, if somebody came into a lot of treasure, inheritance all of a sudden, balloon riches or whatever, how would they be rejoicing? Well, this man said, I rejoice like that, that the rejoicing, thy words, rejoicing of my soul and so forth. Jeremiah, on the other hand, if the word of the Lord was our fire, he said, in my bones. And we need some of that fire. Jeremiah 15 and 16. He said, thy words were found. Hallelujah. And I did eat them. Thy word was the joy and rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord of hosts. Glory to God. Is the word of the Lord the rejoicing and the joy of your heart? When you find the word, do you swallow them up? I ate the word of the Lord. I just ate them up. It was a joy and rejoicing of my soul. Praise the Lord. What the Lord promised us, and he promised Jeremiah, and he promised us also the same thing. He said, look, not haphazardly, but when you diligently search for me with all your heart, then you will find me, and I'll be found of you. Jeremiah 29 and 13. Ye shall seek me and find me. You shall search for me with all of your heart, and I will be found of you, saith the Lord. Glory to God. Rejoicing at his word, the joy of his God's presence. The promise of God is real to those that are thirsty and hungry for him. Matthew 5, 6, as we said, Jeremiah 33 and 3. This is going to be a powerful prayer, this Jeremiah 3, 33 and 3, that we must pray all the time for this conference that we're about to have. Not what we already know, but even things that we don't know. Not where we've been, but where we've never been. Let the Lord take us on a journey, experience something that will stay with us for a long, long time. Call upon me and unto me, the Lord said, and I will show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. First of all, there is a recognition in that invitation that we don't know everything yet that we ought to know. That recognition must be there. If any man thinks that he knows anything, he knows nothing yet as he should know. Paul said that in 1 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 2. Don't think you know anything. You don't know anything yet. We thank God for what we know, but there's a lot we don't know. Call unto me, and I will show thee great and mighty things which you know not. There are some people in the scriptures that had this hunger. David, obviously, one of them. Moses, Jeremiah, all these people, they were like that. Moses, after all those miracles that he had seen in the hand of the Lord, still saying, Lord, I want more of you. Show me thy way. Show me thy glory, Lord. I want to know you more. I want more of you. Well, of course, you know, when people pray to the Lord like that, oh, satisfy us early with thy presence. When you pray to the Lord like that, well, then the Lord is going to answer in kind. Praise the Lord. The Lord will answer and it will bring his glory. And so we'll be praying about that today for the, for our lives and for the September to remember event. It also helps in a corporate setting. Now we've seen many examples in the scriptures. We read in 2 Chronicles 5:11-13 the other day, you know, when everybody was together in one accord to make one voice to be heard in praising the Lord. All the priests, 120 of them, and many others gathered together are in one accord praising the beauty of holiness. Well, you know, then the glory of the Lord fell. My goodness. And to the, you know, it was so thick, the presence was so awesome. You know, the ministers, the priests could not even stand up. I mean, they're like, they were blown back by the power and the glory of God. And that thing left an impact, indelible impact in the lives and hearts of people. You know, the soul that is hungering and thirsting for God. There's a promise in Psalm 107 and verse 9. For the Lord satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with his goodness. The best of heaven. Glory to God. There are many things, you know, many treasures that we can get from the Lord. When our soul is hungry like that, call unto me and I will show you great and mighty things which you don't even know yet. Not little things. Well, God will show himself in little things, but he will show you great things. We want to be in the realm of the prophetic. You know, and Lord, open your eyes. One time, one man of God called Elisha, he said, Lord, I beseech you, open the eyes of this man. That was his servant. He couldn't see what Elisha could see. And but when the Lord opened the eyes of the man, he said, oh my goodness, chariots of fire, my goodness, and the horsemen thereof. He saw the glory of God was there all the whole time. You know, when the Lord opens our eyes into spiritual realm, you'll be bold like a lion. You will know that he that is with you, more with us, he said to the man, there are more with us than they that are against us. The glory of God. You know, we want razor sharpness in the things of God, the Spirit of God. I mean, it's been a long time coming, but I mean, why must we remain babies in the Lord? This conference is not going to be for us to just remain babies. No. I mean, transforming us into champions of faith. You know, people that can reach out, you know, and touch heaven literally. Glory to God. Where you go, the ground singing under you literally. Glory to God. Your very presence be like the presence of God. Where we are, there he is. Where he is, there we are. We represent, we carry that glory. That's what we're going to be praying for. Thirsty for God. To experience him like that. There are other promises that the Lord gives. Even clear on to the book of Revelation. He's always promising. The book of Revelation 21. God promises powerful things. You know, for us. As many as are hungering and thirsting. You know, he said it. I'm Alpha and Omega. I am the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of water of life freely. Huh. Glory to God. It's Revelation 21 and 6. Well, if you are thirsty, he said he'll give it to you freely. Come on in and take. Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 1. Come on in, he said. Ho! It's like a call. Ho, ho, ho! Everyone that thirsteth. That's a heralding of a call. Come ye to the waters. Glory to God. A fountain of the water of life. Come and take your fill. Glory to God. You can come as many times as you want. When your soul is thirsty again, come back for more. And you'll be filled. Come ye to the waters, even without money. Come ye buy and eat. Come buy milk, honey, and all these things. Come get it from the presence of the Lord. Honey out of the rock. Glory to God. Isaiah 44 and verse 3. Another powerful promise from the Lord. But all these promises are for those that are hungering for it. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. And I will pour my spirit upon thy seed. It's for you and for your children. And I will pour my blessing upon thy offspring. They shall spring up among the grass as willows by the water courses. Glory to God. The Lord is good. Lord, fill my soul with your fire again. Ah, how many of you that are here, the Lord asked, saw the glory of God in the presence of God. And he said, this house of the Lord, he challenged them. He asked them, Haggai did, that saw this house in his former glory. Well, how do you see it as of now? Is it not in your eyes as now, as of nothing? And the Lord said, well, I'm going to do a new thing. Glory to God. A glory that you have experienced before. You know, I'm going to surpass it. The Lord said, well, you know, I'll even take an equal, you know, of the glory. There are some things that the Lord has shown us before. We want it again. And then even some. Then some. Hallelujah. I will pour my spirit out. I will pour water on him that is thirsty. And our prayer today, as we pray and prepare ourselves for this conference, send down your fire. Glory to God. Send down fire, Lord. Send down fire. Send down fire and your glory upon us. Thank you, Jesus. We need that fire. We need that glory. Let's not be satisfied with the status quo. You know, let's see what the Lord's going to do for us. Praise God. You know, are we ready to call upon the Lord for his goodness and for his mercy to be rained upon us like that? Rain down, O Lord, that which you promised. Second Chronicles chapter 7. Now, when Solomon had made an end of praying, glory to God. You know, I pray that we'll experience something like this. I want to see it, not virtually, but in person. When we pray, when we are gathered together in September to remember, I want to see that fire from heaven. Glory to God. You know, so when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed. I mean, there are some people that have seen this. Elijah said, let the God that answered by fire, let him be God. You know, this man, he had faith. Could pull down fire from heaven. You know, Solomon's prayer and the people pulled down fire from heaven. You know, God smelled the sacrifice and he loved it. And he came down, consumed it. May the Lord smell our sacrifice. When we come, see, the thing that's going to make him to smell, said, Lord said, no, I will not even smell in your assemblies. I'm not smelling anything. But the Lord, the reason he will smell, the unity, we spoke about that already, to prepare our hearts. The unity of the faith. When it's there and when people are united, we make one sound in worshiping the Lord, and our hearts are ready to receive from God. You know, God is looking for that ground. Praise God. We can sow mingled seed, and we can sow our seed among thorns. They'll get all that stuff out of there. But when people finished praying, you know, said, well, the glory of God fell, the fire of God from heaven, those things are synonymous. And the priest could not even enter because the glory of the Lord had filled the house. And when all the children of the Lord saw the fire come down and the glory of God upon the house, they bowed their faces to the ground upon the pavement and worshipped. And they praised the Lord. And they said, for the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. You know, I want to experience that. Do you? Don't you? Wouldn't you like to experience something so moving, so powerful, that the people will say, Lord, let's just build tabernacles here. Let's just stay here. You know, that's the feeling that we want to experience when we get together in September. That the people will say, oh my goodness, where am I going? I want to stay this. I want to stay right here. I want some more of this. Praise God. You say, well, can God visit his people, you know, like that again? Well, that's what we have to beseech the Lord for. You know, that's right. We got to, beseech the Lord for that visitation. But there are many promises that we draw upon and draw from. You know, these are the things that we are admonishing one another with on here this morning, the things that God has promised. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The fire, the presence, and the knowledge of the glory of God, the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. When we are gazing upon his face, seeing that glory, and we're changed into that same glory. Habakkuk chapter 2. And verse 14 is it's a wonderful, you know, prophetic revelation that we should latch onto, you know, to get more of the Lord and to get more of the things of God. That's what he promised. He said, look, at that day, the whole earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God. Habakkuk 2 and 14. This glory that can descend visibly, that people can see, be filled with it. They will even understand what that glory is supposed to do and bring forth in our lives. Even as the waters cover the sea. Waters cover the sea. When you're out in the deep sea, you can't almost see the end of it. And it's like, wow, you see the horizon. It looks as if, you know, you can see where this skyline meets the sea line. But, you know, you go further out and it's still out there. And it's like you never can see the end of it. As the waters cover the sea, you can come and take your fill. Come back for some more. The sea is still there. Bring a bucket. Bring a barrel. Bring a tanker even. Take as much as you want. Come often and often. Come again and again. The Lord is still there. I will pour waters upon him that is thirsty like that. Glory to God. Jesus promised something powerfully for us. you know, when we are walking in the Spirit of God and looking, you know, Jesus said, look, if you knew the gift of God and who it was I was speaking to thee, he told the woman at the well, if you only knew it, John chapter 4, verse 10, you would have asked him and he would have given you the living water. Living water? What in the world is that? Jesus said, look, there is water that I can give you that will make your soul's thirst to be relieved. I said, wow, give me this water, she said. Do you want that kind of water for yourself today? You know, where is that water at today? We need the word of the Lord. We need that fire. We need, first, it starts with a hunger in our hearts. Hallelujah. Revelation 22 and 17. There is an invitation. Let him, that is athirst, let him come. Huh? Glory to God. Come. He said, and whosoever will, let him come and take of this water of life freely. It's free. The Lord is giving it to us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, this is this is really the theme of this consecration time. This is it. Yesterday was like a prep, you know, for the real prayer fire time that we will have. And we're going to do that today. But I had to bring the word of the Lord to inspire this fire in our hearts. You know, that's the thing that is lacking most of the time. The lukewarmness. Jesus said, look, I want you to be fired up. I don't want any lukewarmness. Get that lukewarmness out of there. Let's be fired up. You know, all the appearances of God. You know, Exodus, we saw it in chapter 3, the fire, the burning bush. We saw it in the book of Ezekiel, the first couple of chapters. And then chapter 10, we saw the glory of God, a fire enfolding itself. We saw the wheels within the wheels. We saw the fire. Isaiah chapter 6, he saw the train, the glory of God, his entourage, the field, the temple. He saw cherubim, seraphims, and different things. You know, God's going back and forth. Seraphims he saw, you know. And then there was fire also. And the fire, he would receive that fire. See, when we experience the presence of God, you got to come away with a Holy Ghost branding. You can't be in the presence of God, you know, experience the presence of God and remain the same. You got to be changed. We must be changed. And the real experience was depicted in Isaiah chapter 6. When he saw the glory of God, my goodness. I mean, he saw the seraphims. He saw the Lord. He said, even I can see, you know, he heard and saw into the dimensions that the seraphims were seeing. You know, now the earth was corrupt, full of violence and everything. But these seraphims, they're in a different realm. We can be in a realm even when the earth is in darkness. Isaiah 60, gross darkness everywhere. You can be in the light. You know, there can be trouble everywhere. There can be violence, that the earth, the land can be full of blood, the shedding of blood and everything everywhere. In your country, where you are, where you live, might be all around you. But you could be in the zone. In a zone where these seraphims were. You know, what they said was that the earth was full of the glory of God. No, the earth was not full of the glory of God. The earth was full of violence and evil. But, see, there was a dimension where these people were. I mean, these creatures were. They were in a realm, you know. There was a realm where all that they were in and out of was the glory of God. They were just moving in and out of the glory of God like that. And all that they saw, the experience, they were experiencing that glory in the midst of all that evil that was going on in the land. The same thing in the book of Zechariah. We were reading Zechariah yesterday, and he was saying, you know, when these, you know, the agents that God will send, you know, Second Chronicles tells us that the eyes of the Lord, you know, run to and fro throughout, you know, the whole earth, showing himself strong on the behalf, I mean, those whose eyes are, I mean, whose hearts are perfect before the Lord. Well, those eyes of the Lord are run to and fro. It's not the Lord himself. God doesn't need to go anywhere. God sees everything. Yeah. Even if anything that is not there, he already knows it. But he has these alerters. They are the eyes of the Lord. You know, he has these agents, the spiritually that he sends. And they are called the eyes of the Lord. You know, and he said, Lord, they go to and fro. You can read that in 2 Chronicles 16 and 9. Those eyes, well, let's get a depiction of what those eyes are. And remember, the Lord himself doesn't need to run and go and come. He's got everything inside his belly. He knows it all. The whole universe inside his belly. He doesn't need to go anywhere, you know. But these people, these creatures that God has, you know, he said, well, they go to and fro. They asked him a question. Zechariah chapter 1 verse 11. He said, well, you know, where are you coming from? What are you being up to? He said, well, we have walked to and fro throughout the earth, and behold, the earth seated still and is at rest. Well, I guarantee you, the earth was not at rest. The earth was in trouble. There was trouble everywhere. But these, the dimensions in which these people were, you know, and we can walk in that same glory and the same dimension. These creatures, they walk to and fro. They see the glory of God. Other people see evil, but they see the glory of God. You know, they see the glory of God. The earth is full of that glory. That's what they said. Well, we know the earth was full of violence and evil. But yeah, they are reporting that the earth is full of glory. Why? Because they are in a zone. And we can be in that zone. Isaiah chapter 60, you know, I'm going to read this, then we're going to pray. Isaiah chapter 60 said, arise and shine. There's only one thing that's going to make you shine in darkness. It's the glory of God. It's that fire. That fire will burn bright. Even darkness will glow when that fire is there. It'll glow, you know. So it arise and shine, for the glory of God is risen upon you. The glory of God is God's going to make you shine. So gross darkness, behold, darkness shall cover the earth. See? And gross darkness, the people. But you are not part of those people that are in darkness. But you are in a zone because of the glory of God. He said, but the Lord will arise upon thee and his glory. You know, not only will you know it and see it and feel it and walk in it, even others will see it. You know, I want to pray that while we are in that conference center, people will be calling the fire department because they will think that that place is on fire. That's right. You know, call the fire department, come and put out the fire. But it won't be that kind of fire. But people will see it. The glory of God. I've been in a place where I've experienced that one time at least. Maybe once or twice. But, you know, literally, a fire like that. You know, the people were thinking that the house was on fire. Wow. Wouldn't that be something? You know, other residents in the hotel start calling 911 that this place is burning. Fire here. But there is no fire to be put out. This is a different kind of fire. A glory is called the glory of the Lord. And so that's our prayer today. And that's my, you know, admonition, a call to prayer, a prayer fire. You know, this conference is actually two things, you know, two flavors. It's a prayer fire conference. It's also a teaching conference, you know, and in those two realms, God will visit us. Praise God. We expect to see dimensions of God. And that's what we're going to be praying about today. Dimensions of God. Experience something. Whatever you experienced before, experience more of God. That's right. You speak in tongues all day long before. Well, God will open your understanding. You begin to hear what those things you speak in tongues mean. You know, you begin to understand it. Say, my goodness. Somebody else even speaking tongues around you begin to know, hear what they are saying. My goodness. Say, well, we can experience that. Well, why not? People experience that in the Bible, you know. Hear what the people are saying. Even in mysteries, you can hear it. You know, you have dreams and so forth, spiritual dreams. Well, God begin to give you visions. You don't need to go to bed before you say these things. Visions will come. He promised it, you know, upon young men and the maidens and all in those days, so the Spirit of God come, they see visions and all that. The power of God begin to flow. Jesus said, I give you power over all the power of the enemy. We want to experience that for real, not just theoretically in our head. We know we have it, but I want to see it in action. Now, all these things must be in action. Got to demonstrate it. Now, so as part of that, in that conference, we're going to go and heal the sick too. Not just wait for the sick to come. We'll go out, you know, one of those days we'll do that. You know, and if anybody came in, glory to God, they'd be healed too. I mean, I've been in a service where, you know, we're just minding our business, having, you know, fellowship and so forth. The glory of God begins to fall. Glowing tongues of fire begin to appear. All the students begin to come, line up. You know, so what in the world is going on? Glory of God begins to draw them in. One by one, they begin to come on in, fall down, cry out to God, you know, get saved, get healed, get delivered, get filled with the Holy Spirit, begin to prophesy. You know, moments ago, these were people that came to mock. They say, what are these people doing? But they didn't know that the fire of God is what's drawing them. Now, when that fire comes, I've seen it every time. But I was a young man many years ago. I haven't seen it like that since then. But I need to see it again. You know, every time that fire fell, something unique happened. It drew people in. And they lined up one by one. They came. Didn't have to stop the service and preach to them. No. They all just came down, fell down, started to cry out. What shall we do to be saved? You know, Holy Ghost, fire! My goodness. You know, and one by one like that, every single time that fire came, it's like that. Praise God. I want to see, you know, David said, I want to see your glory like I've seen before in the sanctuary. I want to see it. Isaiah said, I saw it one time. I want to see it again. Holy Ghost fire came, branded his tongue. You know, I said, wow. There was a man I was already called to preach, but something wasn't quite right. You know, he needed a branding on his tongue. But from that point on, he was a changed person. We need to be changed people, folks. And so that's our lesson and the fire that we want from God today. I'm going to pray and then I'm going to, you know, invite all of us to go into a prayer fire session. That's what this consecration is all about. Father, we thank you, Lord. The word of God has gone forth to challenge us. Let the hands that are hanging down, let them be lifted up. Let the feeble knees receive strength. Let the heads that are bowed down, Lord, Father, do something new. Something new. Bring a fire. Bring a fire. Bring a fire in our hearts, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Both today and tomorrow, Jesus said, well, you know, say today or tomorrow, I do cures and I work miracles. And on the third day, I will be perfected. Well, we'll see what the Lord will do for us. And we believe God, in the name of Jesus, come down, Lord. Visit your people. We want more of God. My soul longeth. My heart fainteth for the living God. My flesh desireth God. I want the fire of God in my bones. I long to hear the word. I want to see the glory of God as I saw before as a young man come into the presence of the people like that. I'm drawn sinners in. Come down to their knees. Begin to cry out. Receive salvation and deliverance of Holy Ghost all in one moment. Just like that. Ah, thank you for that dispensation of grace that was in that time. Lord, let us see. Cause us to see gladness and joy again. Bring another restoration revival like that, Lord. Powerful stuff. Ah, Lord, you promised a visitation at the end of the age. Upon every one stone shall be seven eyes. The power of the living God upon us. Again, to leave a powerful witness. To God be the glory. Thank you, Father. Lord, as we go through these consecration moments and prayer times, fill our hearts with fire. Anoint our tongues, brand our tongues with the fire from the altar. Let there be a change. Let us experience something different. I will call upon you, Lord. We beseech you for something new, something different. To God be the glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.